Okay, cool, cool.
Okay, so up next is Falko Gürges telling us, I'm sure, an entertaining story about Sega Dreamcast homebrew with GCC.
That's true.
Not the standard thing you would.
You ready? All right, so I'm talking today on behalf of the Sega Dreamcast community. I'm actually a developer on the homebrew independent SDK called Callisti iOS. And we're talking about how basically...
Yeah, no problem.
We good? Okay, yeah. So basically this entire homebrew community is powered by GCC. And I'm just showing you kind of what the kind of stuff that being part of the GCC ecosystem is allowing us to do. So first of all, what is the Sega Dreamcast? Maybe some of you don't know because it had 2 years in the limelight. It was released in 1999 and it was only commercially viable until 2001. Despite that fact, it had a substantial effect on the gaming industry. It left a huge legacy and it competed directly with the PlayStation 2, a little bit less the GameCube and Xbox because it didn't last that long. And then a little bit about it, it had Hitachi, which SH